Liam, where do you think that game got away from us today?
I think, like I say, we said before the game, it's going to be a game of two teams trying to nullify each other, especially when there's so much riding on these last few games. And it'll be the team that takes their chances and just does the foundations right. We've probably slipped our concentration. The second goal and the first goal, we've just not defended it right, we've not recovered right. And the second one, we've not won the first contact, and we've certainly not won the second contact. Obviously, from last time, I always say, first and second contacts at any level of football, you've got to pride yourself on doing the foundations right. Obviously, as daft as it sounds, the effort level's there. There's no question about that. The intensity in which we try and do things is there, and people take pride in that. I said to the lads, we should take pride in the fact that so late in a stage of a season, you've still got something to play for, and it must mean something. And again, they're a team that have not been beaten away from home.
No, I believe not.
Yeah. And like you say, they do the basics right, which is why where they are in the table. They work hard, they're confident, they do the right things and they make the right decisions. Yeah, we can say, like say, the wind in the first half, and did we use it effectively? But it's hard because, like you say, this time of the year, you can't control the weather. So it's not the ideal start in the sense of how we want to run these last five games. What I said to the lads in there, there's four more big games there. And I said, if we don't have that belief of wanting to be somewhere come the end of the season, then there's no point in doing it. You might as well just say there's four games, but everyone in there agrees in the fact that you take it as long and as deep as possible. So if it means winning four out of four and putting our necks on the line, it's certainly something that we're up to the task of doing. And again, like I say, we've had chances, it's just not fell the right side of it. And sometimes when you're in that little bit of a rut, you're on the wrong end of it and you don't get the rub of the green, but it's character building for lads. And again, it's just making sure we have that belief more than anything, that no matter what score it is, you can get yourself back into the game. And again, it's a bit of frustration in there because again, we know the highs of what we've reached and we've probably not met them, and that happens when you put in a certain standard and you're trying to reach that certain level. It can happen if you fall under that line. And if you were a neutral today, you'd probably say that over the course of the 90 minutes, it was a game of few chances. And I think other than the two chances and a couple that we had in the first half, they weren't much in it. So yeah, it's a tough one to take, but again, like I say, we moved to Tuesday now. I've always said that there's a rat of time to put it right, and people remember the last four games of the season regardless of what happens, and whether that means we win four on the bounce or not, that is the aim. And again, you want to finish the season on a high regardless of what happens. Obviously it hurts and it's not ideal, but we're certainly not out of it, and people need to realise there's still a lot of football left to be played.
Our playoff chances, they've obviously taken a blow today, but from listening to you, you've not given up on that.
Yeah, I said to the lads, I don't care if we go to Workington away last game of season and we need four results to go our way. It means that we're in a position where we've done something right to get to this position. Lads have to have that belief. No one's going to roll over and give you 3 points. It don't work that way in football. We know how ruthless this league is, so regardless of what happens, if we get to that final day and we've got something to play for, we've certainly done something right over the course of the season, and we'll look back at it and go, right, this is where we should have gone right, this is maybe where we didn't. These last five games won't define where the whole season should be, because these games probably from September, October, November, December, January, where we can look back on at the end of the season. But for now, it's focusing on each game at a time. Tuesday's a perfect game for us to, it's that nothing to lose mentality across every team, really. Lancaster did it to us, they've got nothing to lose. When you know you're playing with freedom, enjoyment, that's when you play your best football. And I said to the lads, we don't look like we're enjoying it at the moment, and you're not, because when you're getting beat, it hurts, you go home, it ruins your weekend. But I said to the lads, you draw a line under it, you turn up Tuesday, you stand up tall, you give your chest out, and you say, right, we're going to give it everything we can over the next 90 minutes to try and get the best result we can. And whether it works or not, we'll only find out. But again, the effort and how people have reacted, superb. So it's probably not the dream start that everyone imagined, but like I said to the lads on Thursday, and I said to them today, it doesn't work that way in football. It doesn't automatically flip a switch and everything's there.
Because when you had your first period caretaker, I think you lost your first game against Ashton and won the next five.
Football's funny, isn't it? Like you say, every team in this league's difficult, every game's hard, and it's us as a team now. Again, it's that no nonsense mentality of turning up with the right attitude, the right application, to try and get the best possible outcome. So whether that means we go to the end of the season, last game of the season, we've nothing to play for, or we've got something to play for, as long as we've done everything along that journey to get to that situation, and we've done everything we know, we come off that pitch going, I've done everything I can today, then again, I feel like we're in the right direction. Maybe we've agreed in there that we probably weren't all on the same hymn sheet today, which is difficult if you've got to do the fundamentals, run hard, first contact, second contact, recoveries, whatever it is, you've got to be out making sure you've got the fundamentals in place. And for the majority of the game we did, but again, teams in this league will put you to bed. And people will probably look at the scoreline and think, oh yeah, it was a jolly old day for Warrington, but it's not. It's, like you say, the two goals have come from errors in our part, but also bits of quality in theirs and a bits of composure. So
yeah, they're a good side, aren't they?
Yeah, and like I say, they're there where they are for a reason. They've not lost a game away from home all season.
It's incredible.
So, like I say, regardless of who you're playing and what you're trying to achieve, it's going to be a tough game of football regardless.
You're taking the role to the end of the season, is that right?
Yeah, so like I said, we've been asked to obviously take on for these next four games and see where it takes us. So again, like I said earlier on in the season when I did it, you just do what you can for the club. Obviously, you're being paid to play for the club, and at the moment my season is doing what I can to help this club move forward. So again, over the course of the season, we can look back at that after the Workington game, but for now it's more about focusing on Tuesday, getting 3 points. And again, football's a funny old game, I always say it. Four games of football, there's a lot of football left to be played.
And Aidan Walker was carried off. Can you tell us what his injury
is? Yeah, he's had his shoulder strapped up a couple of times, so I think he's just fell funny on it, and Sam seems to think he might have popped it back out. So he's just on the way to hospital, I think, so I'll give him a ring and see how he is. So.
And Lee Whelan's out for one more game, is he?
Yeah, I think Lee's Tuesday's a bit too soon, given obviously when it's your injuries and things like that, I think it can become difficult. So he's not available for Tuesday, so he's a big miss. Everyone's a big miss because everyone plays a part over the season, everyone can play a certain part in a game and a game, but we've got enough quality, we've got a good enough depth across the board, regardless of who's injured, to make sure that we can get those 3 points. And again, it's just that belief around not only the players, the ground, the club, the staff, whoever it is, it's having that belief that we are a good team. And yeah, the last few results probably haven't gone our way, but football's a game of fine margins, and at the moment we're not on the right end of it. So I can assure you that come Tuesday, the lads will be there ready Tuesday to put it right.
Thanks so much, Lee.
No worries. Cheers. Thank you.